As lawmakers grapple with education funding issues and ponder consolidation plans, small schools are growing concerned about their futures. In part two of our series, Declining Enrollment, VPR's Charlotte Albright looks at the challenges two very different small high schools face.
Drumbeats spill out of one of several small buildings on the campus of the Cabot School in northeastern Washington County. There are about 175 students in pre-K through 12th grade, only 55 in high school. In another class, 5th and 6th graders are learning from teacher Dave Schilling how to use conductive tape to draw glowing pictures, like the Statue of Liberty.
This is such a simple project, but it's so, you can do so much with it. We really try to focus on how we can keep art in the mix. A lot of schools, art's kind of the first thing to go.
In fact, this school itself almost went away a few years ago. It survived a closure vote in 2013. Since then, Cabot has been getting national kudos, including a $10,000 award for designing energy-efficient theater lighting for a school play. The winning science teacher, Michael Hendricks, says tight resources foster creative problem-solving by teachers and students who know each other well.
I don't want to say you can't do it in bigger schools, but I know the level of commitment and personalization that we have here would be difficult to accomplish in a larger school if we were consolidated or something. I don't know.
Cabot's close-knit community has recently welcomed Michaela Tiffany, a recent transfer student.
Well, I came here from a big school in Barrie, and I was bullied a lot. So coming here and being welcomed, I've been here forever, and just making friends right off the bat, it feels really good.
Cabot School Board Chair Chris Tormey thinks if more lawmakers visited schools like this one, they might question proposed legislation that would require all school districts to have 1,100 students and remove extra financial support for small schools.
Our concern is that to have that forced makes an awful lot of schools maybe sacrifice what they're doing well to try to conform to something that may or may not work.
Losing the $100,000 small schools grant it gets from the state, Tormey says, would be devastating. So Cabot, with other small schools, is trying to win financial and political support with a website called Vermont Schools Rock. But small high schools do have drawbacks, says Cabot 10th grader Isabella McCallum, studying alone in the library.
The minuses are not having as many courses offered.
Dave Schilling, who will be principal next year, would like to find a way to erase district lines so students could choose from a bigger menu of courses without closing small, strong schools.
It would be great to have the support of being able to have students who do learn in a more traditional manner be able to go somewhere else, and having students who want to learn in a more expeditionary style come here.
Farther east, Concord has been offering limited school choice in a different way. There, students may spend public money on a private school if they believe Concord High School does not meet their needs. The school board has just closed that loophole, so Harold Lunny, a parent, is leading a petition drive to close the high school so that sending tuition to other towns is the only remaining option.
You guys need a minute?
Lunching at Concord's only restaurant, Lunny says he wishes he had been able to choose St. Johnsbury Academy, as his kids now do.
I never realized the opportunities that I could have gotten if I would have gone somewhere else.
But back at Concord High, senior Emily Herron says she tried attending nearby Linden Institute for a short time and hated it.
The classes were a lot bigger. You didn't have as much one-on-one time with the teachers. You weren't as well-known, I guess.
So Herron and her friends are working on a PowerPoint presentation in their economics class, hoping to convince voters to keep Concord School open. The vote will be held April 28th. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.